The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John saw Jesus coming to him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is translated, means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. John the Baptist was in the middle of his ministry when he saw Jesus coming towards him. And this, for me, is a picture of God who pursues us. This is the same God who declares that while we were in the wombs of our mothers, God named us. Those were the words of the prophet Isaiah. We were made for a purpose, to serve God, our Creator. One could say, for example, "For such time as this, you came into the world, how might you have served the Lord so far? What has been your impact in the world so far since you came into the world?" The Bible does not hide the importance of our significant moments with God. So this meeting between John the Baptist and Jesus stands out for several reasons. But first, let me talk about your moment with Jesus. I mean, you are here because at some point in your life, you have had a time with Jesus and you've asked Jesus to walk with Jesus. And so there has been some relationship that you have had to develop with Christ Jesus. There are those moments I want to talk about, but that's why I'm going to this moment where Jesus is meeting with John the Baptist. But of course, this is not their first meeting, because their first meeting, if you remember well, they were in their mother's womb. Do you remember? Mary was meeting with Elizabeth, and so Elizabeth said that the child in his womb was kind of turning at the greeting of Mary, so which means there was a lot of relationship there of the Holy Spirit in that moment. A And that's what I noticed in this moment here, that when John saw Jesus coming, the Holy Spirit was in that particular moment for him to see. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. A significant moment. Because Jesus is getting to be recognized as the Messiah for the first time. And of course, the Messiah is known by Israelites as Yahweh, suffering servant. And of course, you link that with God's sacrificial lamb who takes humanity's sin away. God coming to us, pursuing us to save us and to heal us. And John was testifying to who Jesus was, what his purpose was, and how this might be the beginning of a new life for us all. After reading this scripture, I was drawn to visualize the tension between, on one hand, this world we live in that is in disarray, and its forceful culture that is so much taking us, and its prince, the evil one, using all attractive tentacles and techniques to forcibly keep as many away from God as he can. And on the other hand, there is this occasional divine moment, which I'm actually hoping you might have had. Not yesterday, maybe 15 years ago, we met with Jesus Christ. Those divine moments where Jesus come to us quietly to heal us, to give us grace, faith, love, and spiritual strength to follow him. And I'm hoping that today we can discern those divine moments. We can rediscover those moments of meeting with God in our lives. Now, if there was ever a way to cleanse sins and guilt in ancient Israel, shedding blood was the way to do it. For John the Baptist to recognize Jesus, here is the Lamb of God, was huge in Israelites' minds. That's huge. Of course, for Israelites, it brings up that moment where God rescued Israel from Egyptian slavery. Remember putting the blood on the doorposts? Do you remember that? To save them, those families. In the same way, this Lamb of God will be saving humanity with his blood once for all. All your sins done for once for all. Perhaps you may not know that the reason why church doors are painted red is to symbolize the sacrificial blood of Christ that saves those who come to him. He died as a ransom for many to set us free from our sins. How might we be constantly aware of this incredible sacrifice? How can we be grateful even when the pressures of life get to us, and when our sad past still get a hold of us? Christ was the perfect sacrifice that the Old Testament was pointing to, which makes me so excited at the prospect that God pursues us from the very moment we are conceived. To let us, in our own moment, in our due time, to let us choose Christ for ourselves. It makes me wonder how many significant moments, divine moments in your life that you have had so far in your life. Mine was when there was a war in my country. And so a lot of people died. That's not in a young 23-year-old, that's not an everyday moment. A lot of people dying like flies. That's a big event that is going to be for histories for a long time. I knew that I needed God in that moment. I had time on my hand. But I needed God in my head, and I knew that I could never live from that moment without God. It's impossible. I knew that I needed to be in God. Now, how did we respond when Christ called you? Did we present some excuses? I'm sorry, Lord, I am still busy with all my things that I do in life. I'm not ready. Did we ever present those excuses when we were in our teenage years? Anyone? You know, like, oh, I'm not ready. Some excuses. But you know, everyone is trying to do their best to survive in this earthly life. So what makes us different as believers? Perhaps not everyone is completely indifferent to this, but John's audience understood that Jesus knew all that was going on in each one's lives. Remember the woman at the well? I know exactly what goes on in your life. I know everything in your life. So they knew, so they were paying very much attention. But you see, it's something simple like taking only a couple of minutes in a day to close our eyes and answer Jesus' questions when he calls out your name, whatever your name is, Jake or Stephen or Carla or Joe, your name. What have you been looking for so far? What have you been looking for? What do you want me to do for you? I came to save you, to give you life and peace, not as the world gives it. What can I do for you in this moment now? Will you answer Jesus in your heart? And Jesus answers and hears our sighs, deep sighs, maybe that kind of sighs you've never wanted anyone else to know. Jesus answers those sighs. He knows how all these terrible struggles with sin and death and diseases were never part of the Father's original design. All we know is that Jesus often disconnected forgiveness of sin, a part, and healing of illnesses in a way. Sin is a plague that drowns people into darkness and leads a soul to death, just like illnesses destroys a body. These are against God's creation. But you know, Holy Scriptures tells us good news in Isaiah, that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So accept today new life in Jesus and his healing. In Christ, remember, you are forgiven and your repentance is accepted in God's sight. So continue to cherish those divine moments and listen deeply to the Holy Spirit, nudging you and inspiring you. Amen.